Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. My guest this week is Califuegos. They've been together since 2009 out of Montera. You'll meet David Gilmore and Mark Weiser in a second. First, a reminder that support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. From bangers and mash to burgers and fries, the food is delicious, and there's plenty of fun for the whole family. Happy hour specials Monday through Friday, open mic night on Thursday, and karaoke on Friday and Saturday. Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. Welcome, Mark and David. It's been a while since you've been here at Coastside Carousel, right?
About 5 years.
What took you so long to get back to Coastside Carousel?
Well, we didn't want to come back until we had something new to share, and we have a brand new album out.
That's exciting. We're going to play 3 tracks from it today, and I want to hear more. You just gave me a CD so I can listen to the whole thing. I want to just start off by saying I'm a major fan. I'm hearing a little 311. I'm hearing a little Dick Dale. I'm hearing a little Mahlo. Someone on the website said alternative Mexi Americana, but it's so much more than that, I think, don't you? Mark, you'd chime in.
Our music's been described in a number of ways. I usually say surf Mexicana. So it's sort of a mix between rock, alternative country, surf, and our secret weapon being Dave on accordion.
I will agree with that. And listening to your catalog, that accordion is beautiful. David, why don't you step to the microphone? Tell what inspired you guys to come up with this hybrid, I guess, for lack of a better term, hybrid music?
It was part of a way for all of us to kind of agree on what we wanted to play, the type of music. And so what we basically came down to, or what it came down to, was let's play something regional. You know, let's play music that sits squarely on the West Coast, surf, Latin, country, just how all those things could possibly come together as one. That was kind of our aspirational goal, to see if we could do it. And sometimes I think the results are better than others, but you know, that's what we're trying to do.
If you're just tuning in, this is Coastside Carousel, and with me is the band Califuegos, David Gilmore, Mark Weiser, and David is on the keyboards, the vibraphone, accordion. We're going to hear about that in a second. Electric guitar for Mark, and you're playing all the guitar stuff, right?
Yes.
What is the, I notice here, requinto. What is that instrument?
Requinto.
Oh, requinto. Thank
you. Yeah, it's a Spanish term meaning miniature instrument. Generally, it's used to refer to a guitar that is smaller than a standard size guitar, and it's also tuned up a fifth, so it's a higher pitch, almost like you would capo a guitar, and often it's nylon string, so it's particular to Mexican music.
Your new CD is called Like It Used to Be, and I want to play the title track from that right now. Mark, what's the inspiration for that song?
Like It Used to Be is sort of a message to someone very close to me. And sometimes you cannot say things directly to a person that you can more obliquely in a song. And so this is a message to a person very close to me.
All right, let's hear it now. This is Like It Used to Be, title track on the new Califuegos album on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Don't do today what you can put off till tomorrow. Everybody gonna have regrets for sure. Some of us can learn to live with love, some without it. You love, don't ever doubt it. Never have to live without it.
.9 FM is KHMB, and you're listening to Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, and with me, two guys who make up Califuegos, David Gilmore and Mark Weiser, having a blast in studio with them, talking about influences, the new CD. I talk to a lot of bands on the Coastside, and I know you guys also do this too. You love to support local causes. Tell us about the charity work you do with Califuegos.
We, for many years, were basically donating 100% of our gig money to local venues or to schools, to local causes. And oftentimes the venues themselves would write a check directly. More recently, we have donated, 100% of the revenue from our single Immigrantes and matching funds to the ACLU.
We didn't even talk about the band name yet, Califuegos. The name itself, Cali, California, and Fuegos is fire. So talk more about that.
Califuegos means California and fires. And actually, at the time when we were starting the band, there were a ton of fires in California. In fact, the state kind of felt like it was on fire. And we thought this was going to be a one-off deal. But little did we know that it would continue to be an ongoing problem. We love our state. We don't want it to be on fire, but that is the origin of the name.
Let's do another song now from the album, and I love this one a lot. It's called I Wanted You to Know. Mark, I love your guitar work on this.
Thank you.
Fret work is amazing. How many takes did it to get this song done for you?
Just one, Mike.
One take?
We killed it in the first take. Yeah. Yeah, and you know better than that. Countless takes as things go in the studio, and when you're a bit of a perfectionist, you can never do enough takes. But this song just sort of naturally came out of the COVID era, as is pretty obvious from the lyric. It's sort of the feeling amidst all the hysteria that people calm down. It's okay. I just wanted you to know that everything is fine. Take a breath.
I love it. Here's Califuegos, I Wanted You to Know. Coastside Carousel, KHMB. We'll be right back. Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB and listener supported too. You're listening to Coastside Carousel. My name is Mike Dale. I'm having a blast with the Califuegos in studio today. This new CD, by the way, how long did this thing take to put together?
We started in July 2023 and then worked through basically fall of 2023. And then it was replicated early, actually after the first of the year.
I hear from so many local artists. I'm not a musician myself, but I've been a longtime rock DJ, and I love musicians. I love music, obviously. I wouldn't be doing the show. When you talk about putting songs together, so many artists tell me here on the Coastside that some songs pop out, like, easily, and others have a gestation period. Is that true for you as well, Mark?
Absolutely. I wanted you to know, and like it used to be, those songs hung around and took what seemed like forever to write, whereas Better Man was a song that was written in 20 minutes. And it's a very simple song structure. And once I brought it to the band, it was almost cooked and done within one session.
And right on cue, that's a song I wanted to play next. Let's listen to it now. This is called Better Man with Califuegos on Coastside Carousel, KHMB. FM and the amazing AM 1710 is KHMB. You've got it on Coastside Carousel. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you along. This is a show by and for local artists only, and I'm happy to have Califuegos in. My good friend Ashley Gray of Slack Tide Current said you got to get these guys in. Luckily, you have a CD. You have something to promote. But listen, I want to tell you, and I told you this off mic, if you have nothing to promote, I want you back at least two or three times a year. All right, let's pinky swear right now.
All right, we're doing it.
We're in.
Do you ever feel like, okay, you've put yourself, not painted yourself in a corner, but you have a certain genre, a certain style that you've named, right? You have a unique name for it. What if someone in the band or even Mark says, I want to go a little harder Clash like Sandinista, the album Sandinista, and just really go off the rails? Does that ever happen?
Absolutely. It happens. And I feel like we have evolved our style over time such that not all songs on this album sound like songs on our first album. This is our third album. So we have evolved. Influences evolve and we go with it. You know, if we think it's a good song, we don't say, oh, that doesn't fit within the mission statement. Therefore, we can't play this song. I think the songs have evolved in style. We feel incredibly fortunate to be part of a music community. There are a number of places to play. There's live music happening all over. You mentioned a couple of artists, Finian's Call and Slack Tide Currents, among, you know, Mark Kay and Mike McCall and so many other artists and bands and musicians out on the coast. It's a rich, vibrant community, and we feel extremely fortunate to be a part of that.
You know what I'm noticing too, guys, is it's a really collaborative effort. You guys all cheer each other on. There's no like vindictive competition. It's like you all are supporting each other. And that's why I want to say to KHMB listeners, when you hear these bands, go support them. Support the venues at which they play and support the bands.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Great to have you along.
Thank you. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.